Welcome to the D&D Morning Show on location.
Yeah, you like the on location. Does it have peanut butter on my face?
No, it's gone. Well, there's a little bit of peanut butter in your whiskers. Drew was setting up the camera. I look over and I'm like, is that peanut butter on your face?
So we're outside and it's a beautiful evening. So we thought we would try to do this little film, this video morning show outside.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a bit of wind. Hopefully it doesn't affect the volume too much. And then there's outside noises like birds and dogs.
And a little bit of lighting complications.
Yeah, so.
But it should be okay.
We'll see how it goes.
We thought you might like to see our backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is flip the script a little bit.
Well, before we flip the script, we have to say the fun fact.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was all excited.
I know, he did get a little excited there. I crushed it.
You squished it, you smooshed it.
I smooshed it.
Should be a word for you.
Smoosh, that could be the fun fact.
Oh. All right.
But we thought since we're traveling, we would do a traveling fun fact. So our traveling fun fact is about me.
Imagine.
And when we land. So I've been flying for years.
Years.
Years. So it's not like I'm new to flying, but whenever we land, it's like I'm a first timer.
It's true.
Why don't you reenact what I look like?
Oh, I don't know. It's not really what she looks like, it's what she feels like. So Dorothy like freaks out, like right before we land, she like gets all tense, and then she grabs my hand and she like starts squeezing it, and that's pretty much the pain that I experience.
Sometimes I grab his leg and I'm like,
oh yeah. Sometimes she grabs her my leg and like digs into it. I'm like, ah! And I imagine not quite sure what the people next to us are thinking about.
They're thinking, that's her first time. But when I'm alone, I grab the seat in front of me and I go. And then when we land, I'm like, stop, 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 stop now. Like, that's what I'm saying in my head. Stop, 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 stop. It feels like it takes so long for the airplane to stop.
So
we like, stop now!
So we have these conversations with Dorothy, like, it's going to be okay. We're just stopping.
And she's like, stop acting like it's your first time flying.
I'm like, can you release the pain from my leg?
Now you get to flip the script.
All right, so we're starting off with a quote this time, mm-hmm. instead of ending with a quote, because the show is going to be about...
The quote!
Nice moves. So do I have to say
you
the quote?
You have to say the quote.
All right, it's my quote. All right, so I just recently put this beautiful picture up, and I said underneath something along the lines of, if you design your life, put me on the spot.
The life of your dreams.
If you design the life of your dreams, you'll never have to worry about waking up to a job that you can't stand. Mm. And we do hear that quite a bit, that I guess a bug got me.
Oh man, you're having some issues over there.
You know what's nice about this place? There's like almost no bugs. The windows are open, the doors are open.
The door's wide open, the windows like wide open, no screens.
No mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes.
It's wonderful.
Oh, so nice. And the breeze, like, because we're right by the ocean, the breeze is so nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, back to the quote.
Back to the quote.
We're going to be talking about passion and following your passion today.
Well, a lot of times that we hear that people are talk about how they hate their job or like have to go to job or can't wait for the weekend or can't wait for a holiday or away from their regular life. And we feel that if you design the life of your dreams, work towards it. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you make sacrifices and you work towards the things that you want to instead of just being satisfied, that we would be so much happier in life.
Mm-hmm. And personally, well, as you know, I in our group, I recently left my career teaching for
maybe
a year.
You should tell them about that for those that may not know.
No. I wasn't... I don't know. I get a little, not confused, but for me, it wasn't that I hated my job and I worked, or I woke up and I was like angry or mad or sad. It was more, it was having my career the way it wasn't allowing me to follow my passion of health and fitness. So it was so scary, but I decided that it was time for me to pursue our business. And that's always been a goal of ours, is for me to work for the business full time. And we're not saying it's, like Drew said, we're not saying it's easy, but if you want to follow your passion, you have to change things up and do different things, something you've never done before. So leaving my teaching career was scary. And I went through a period of time where I was waffling back and forth. I'd come home from school, I'd be like, no, Drew, I can't do it. Because I really did enjoy the kids, I enjoyed the teaching part, but then you have some restrictions, right? Being like, you don't choose your own holidays, and you don't choose the time. I couldn't even choose the time when I went to pee. Like, that was regimented. Couldn't choose the time that I got to eat. Or the amount of time. Like, there's all of these things that weren't, I guess, were more restricting than I wanted them to be. So, it was hard. It was nice to have support from Drew, of course, right? Behind me, backing me up, and they're
encouraging.
But it was difficult because you're stepping into the unknown.
I think that's the scariest part about it. You're not quite sure what's going to happen or what's to come in the future, but it's also exciting as well. Mm-hmm.
But even financially, right? Like, that's scary, right? Stepping out into like, you're not sure, like the unknown. But I put up quotes around the house about abundance and really worked on my mindset a lot. So changed my mindset around money, right? And around finances.
And you know what the thing is so many doors open up for you if you follow your passion. Like, the things that, see, for me, I can't understand or I couldn't imagine someone not being good at their passion. Mm-hmm. Like something that you love, something that you wake up and you know, I used to run to my computer. I joke about it, but it's true. I would wake up in the morning and run to my computer and be like, oh, I wonder what's going on. What can I work on today? And
you'd fall asleep to the computer too.
But I think that many of us don't realize that if we're passionate about something, if we love it, there's no way we aren't able to be great at it.
And succeed.
Yeah, and be successful at it. And that's not to say that it's not going to be challenging and it's not going to take a lot of work and dedication and time, but you're going to be great at it if you love it. So all you have to do is put the pieces together, like find what you love, and then you put the pieces behind it and take that leap of faith that is super...
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, it's super challenging. It's terrifying. Mm. It'll keep you up at night.
You have to believe.
But,
right? Yeah. You got to believe.
Yeah, but what I was saying is that those doors, there's so many doors open up for you once you decide to follow that passion and go after it.
Yeah, I feel like there, for me and my personal experience, there was always a block there. But once I released that and took the step forward, like all the pieces started falling into place. All the pieces started falling into place, but not until I took that leap, took that jump, because I was blocking that energy or that what from coming in. My words, you know?
It's not coming to you.
Not coming to me. Yeah, so there was a block until I set it free.
And then, like, you know, this is very relatively new.
Mm-hmm, it's very new.
It's relatively new, but we're super excited. We couldn't be happier right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, there'll be some bumps in the road,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are to be expected. You try to plan and you try to prepare for them, but they're going to come. And we know that, and we're willing to sacrifice, you know, what we had for something better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think that if you guys out there are thinking about changing careers or going after more of what you want in life, that there are going to be difficult times, but there's so much more opportunity, there's so much more so much more to look forward to, because we know that this is the direction we want to go, and that you want to go, and if you guys can find which direction you want to go, that there's going to be so much more out there for you.
Yeah, and there's no better feeling than waking up feeling inspired every morning.
Yeah,
and you're doing and you're following your dream. Drew actually asked me this morning when we were walking to the beach, he says, what's your favorite nature quote? And I was like, stop and smell the flowers. Or roses, I think it's supposed to be. Stop and smell the roses. But just taking that time, taking to do and enjoy, like, what you have.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that relates to what we were just talking about.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Just thought you'd throw that in there.
But maybe I was getting at, maybe my,
oh boy.
Maybe my voice or my speaking was ahead of my brain there. But maybe what I was getting at was when you follow your passion, everything kind of lights up and you do recognize everything that's great.
like stopping and smelling the flowers.
The roses.
Or roses. I don't think it smell the roses. Stop and smell the flowers.
Okay. Whatever you wanted. I will accept either.
Oh my gosh.
The end?
The end. Well, do you have a... Oh, we started off with a quote, and we don't have a recipe.
We do not, but...
Oh, how about the...
The Buddha bowls?
How about the Buddha bowls?
Yeah. This was a...
This is mine. An,
go ahead. Yes. Take over.
I made the Buddha bowls.
Okay, go. No. On the spot. I want to hear it.
No, you tell. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we recently have been started making Buddha bowls, and that's like a big thing now. But all what you do, they're delicious. Delicious.
Should mention we just got back from the farmer's market and all this fresh vegetables.
Okay, we have all this fresh vegetables. What else?
Go ahead.
So for a Buddha bowl, it's basically you chop up a bunch of veggies and then you put a grain. So there's usually a grain on the bottom, like, for example, quinoa, right?
We had a quinoa or rice.
So you start with that, like, cooked on the bottom. Then you add a bunch of veggies. And then you put like avocado and shredded beets, carrots and seeds and nuts and sprouts,
beans like olives, capers I threw in one time.
Yeah, and that's a Buddha bowl. We put a peanut sauce on the top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a Buddha bowl.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
No, just that it was delicious. Like, all you do is throw these, I don't know, it's almost like an uncooked stir fry.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. A raw stir fry. Smart.
That's just a pretty face. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for this show. So we're just happy. Like, we're happy here. We're excited. We want to share our passion with you and our excitement, and we want to encourage you to go and follow yours too, because that's kind of where we're at right now, and we always share where we're at with you. So thanks for...
Go and grab it. Sorry.
Go ahead. Are you...
That was it.
That was all you wanted to add?
That was it.
I should cut it off there.
Okay.
Go and grab it. Jack.
Come back. We're just getting silly now, so we better end it. Thanks for joining us.